100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was fight fire with fire. And we got some stories in from you, the people who send in the stories. So, what next? I don't know. Maybe I should share them with you? Yeah, that would be a great idea. What do you think? You know, Tinny doesn't think. You dumb cat. Okay, so let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be back with more.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 823, with a prompt of Fight Fire with Fire. Here's how I was inspired. Bilbert realized all the adults around the fire and all the teenagers in the two lines were staring at him. Uncomfortable with their attention, he quickly took the gaudiest ring in Sabrina's outstretched hand and slipped it onto her finger.
"It is done," crooned an old woman.
Each of the adults produced a label from beneath their cloaks and dipped a liquid from a central bucket. They extended their ladles into the flames, and the liquid in each caught fire. As one, they tipped the burning liquid into the fire. In a flash of golden embers, the campfire went out. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Sorry about last week, all you guys. I always thought that when you retired, you'd have more time. Pah, heck no. But I'm back. Actually, I never really left, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. This is pretty addled. So, let's smoothly segue into the stories. I'm gonna put both out. The one from last week, which was on pick one, and the other one was Fight Fire with Fire. So it's 021 and 022 respectively. What could possibly go wrong? Haha. Ford found himself watching Parker ghost into frame. He knew exactly what was going on. 12 planes were aligning, and he had to pick one pretty soon. Like jumping on a spinning roundabout, but doing it wearing cement wellies. And just like a pair of wellies, a loose fit at best. Ford judged plane number 7 would be the least packed in this matrix. Would have worked just fine if it hadn't been for Cervantes' elbow. Ghostly blue at first, but coming solid straight at his forehead. At least he was doing better than the captain's knee to the groin. And second story. Cervantes took a deep breath, felt the blue slide across his arm. He had to keep the pint glass at eye level, not as easy as one would imagine. A quick glance to the ground, a trunk of a man took form. Then an arm came across his left eye. His brain was now slowing down. Only broad strokes of thought came into view. Fight fire with fire. An internal synapse fired. No smoke here. It's nice here. Let's just roll with the punches. The crazy world of Arthur Brown earwormed into his head. I'm fighting fire. I'm a fireman. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Turabers Ainu here with a story on the subject, Fight Fire with Fire. In the province of Huozhanhuo, water is scarce, but natural petroleum seeps are common. If your house catches fire, there is no possibility of extinguishing it with water. A small fire can be smothered with sand, but when out of control, people encourage the blaze with buckets of petroleum. The building is razed in short order, instead of smouldering on for days. This is their general attitude. Lagging students are expelled from school. All serious crimes are capital. And when COVID swept through, they let it take whoever it took and increased the size and frequency of their festivals.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Burn the witch, they chanted, whipped up into a killing frenzy by the inquisitors. I was roughly dragged from the cart, then bound firmly to the stake at the center of the pyre, the chanting of the crowd growing ever louder as the moment drew close. A cheer went up as the torches were lit and touched to the pitch-soaked brushwood beneath my feet, igniting instantly. As the flames climbed higher, I laughed in their faces. For you cannot fight fire with fire. And the fire that burns within me burns with greater ferocity than any puny funeral pyre.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I have a dragon. I have a dragon too. My dragon is bigger than yours. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Stop it, shouted the father from the living room. Mine can spit fire. Spit? Mom says that's rude. No, it's not. Not in dragons. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. Stop it now. 2 seconds of silence. Your dragon's pooping fire. No, it's not. Then what's that? He had chili, so there. This time, the silence lasted longer. One of the kids sulked, while the other wondered if dragons really ate chili. And this is my story for this week, dropped by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Richard here. And this is my story, Fight Fire with Fire. Uncle Eddie always said, fight fire with fire. And although I never really understood what he was on about, it seemed to make sense in a backward sort of way, so I adopted it into my own philosophy. I figured that the same principle could be applied to most things. It didn't really work out. I flooded the bathroom when I tried fixing a leak, fighting water with water. My house fell down when I fought a termite infestation with termites. And, a word to the wise, never put out a burning barbecue with a blowtorch and petrol. That's it. So until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The word ostracize means to cast out a person from society. It comes from ostraca, which are oyster shells. People would write the name of the person to cast out on the shells, and they'd be collected and counted. The ostracized would be stripped and run out of town, never to return. Now, when Oyster Society wants to cast out one of their number, it's a bit harder, because so few oysters have names, and even those with names can't read or write. But if they wait long enough, humans would collect them all to eat and use as ostracism ballots.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of Fight Fire with Fire. Thank you to everyone who was a part of this. I know it takes a lot of creativity and imagination and getting stuff done, and everyone's so busy, but all the who knows what lockdowns and vaccinations and maskings and gloves and 6 feet apart and covering ourselves with hand sanitizer. Whatever y'all are doing to keep going, keep going. And we'll see when this all gets better. Until then, thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.